brothers and sisters,
colleagues, comrades, and friends, on behalf of the Malcolm X Work Group of the Cooperative Research Network of Black Studies, I bring you welcome to this international conference on Malcolm X. Radical tradition and a legacy of struggle. My name is Abdul Al-Kalimat, serving as your conference convener. This is a special moment in a special place, and we have the potential to make a special contribution to the never-ending struggle for liberation, for dignity, for the kind of society in which we can live to the fullest extent of our human potential. As I said, this is a special moment. After 25 years, with little institutional inducement, Malcolm X is soaring to new heights of mass consciousness, especially among black and third world youth. People are reaching for Malcolm because they want what he gave, because contemporary leadership falls short. And therefore, to call his name, we are redefining our standards and expectations for the 1990s. For the political foundation, stone on which to build our struggle for the 21st century. This is a special moment. This is a special place. We are gathered in an international conference, sitting right now somewhere next to you, may well be one of our conference participants from Tanzania, South Africa, Ghana, Nigeria, Germany, France, England, Canada, the Soviet Union, Trinidad, Puerto Rico, Cuba, Guyana, Jamaica, Haiti, Dominican Republic, Grenada, other countries, and at least 25 states. Right here in the USA, are sitting right here in this auditorium. But while we come from all over the globe, it was necessary, indeed only possible, to have this conference right here in New York City. New York was where Malcolm X gave his most powerful political leadership. And his voice of clarity and militant resistance was a clarion call for a revolutionary upsurge in the black liberation movement. Malcolm's name has been embraced by schools, placed on major avenues, carried by a generation of namesakes. Further, this wonderfully diverse and relevant institution we're sitting in, the Borough of Manhattan Community College, has risen above host status as it has become a home for our small but dedicated staff. Indeed, in New York and being here at the Borough of Manhattan Community College, we are in a special place. And we can be a special people. Of course, we've been so in the past. Malcolm reflects our collective honor, rooted in our radical black tradition and legacy of struggle, are too many names to mention. But for here and now, let me recall a few. Martin Delaney. That's right. Henry Highland Garnett. Frederick Douglass. Harriet Tubman. Ida B. Wells, W.B. Du Bois, Marcus Messiah Garvey, Elijah Muhammad, Paul Robeson, Ella Baker, Martin Luther King, Fannie Lou Hamer, Ralph Featherstone, Ruby Doris Robinson, George Jackson, Walter Rodney, and Fred Hampton. And check it out. This list is too short even to it does make the point that if we turn to those who have given their lives in the liberation struggle, we can find honor in ourselves. Today, we are faced with a grave challenge. Black people are under severe attack, a negation of our humanity in proportions that force even moderate forces to speak of barbarism, of genocide, of sin. We are what we do. Some of us are good and some of us are bad. But we can become special people when we regroup and rebuild a grassroots leadership and militant independent organizations linked together in a network of coalitions that carry out joint actions against the common enemy. And for this conference, we can be special people to the extent that we struggle for clarity, understanding, and as much unity as is possible at this moment. This conference is to remember Malcolm, and through that process to contribute to rebuilding the spirit and practice of a militant, mass-based movement for black liberation. Toward this end, the Malcolm X work group was formed 4 years ago, and we have been working hard since then. First, on a new generation of research on the life and leadership of Malcolm, and second, on this conference. I would like to thank my close collaborator, Professor Bill Sales, and our colleagues in the Malcolm X work group, especially Professor James Cone. Of course, I extend my collective thanks to such hardworking brothers as Preston Wilcox of the Malcolm X Lovers Network and Omar Farouk of Indiana, and Sister Rowena Moore of the Malcolm X Foundation of Omaha, Nebraska. Most of all, I would like to thank the magicians who kept things together, met deadlines, and built the bridge we crossed to get here. Mona Rankin and Sister Mwaja. And of course, we are grateful and appreciative of the support given us by the City University of New York and the former Chancellor Joseph Murphy, Dr. Augusta Kapner, President of the Borough Manhattan Community College, and Dr. Betty Shabazz, who has supported us from the very beginning. It is with great joy and expectation that I formally declare our conference on Malcolm X, Radical Tradition, and the Legacy of Struggle to be open. Let us all give thanks.